Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños back in San Francisco, and today we're focusing the entire show on Proposition 1, the only statewide initiative on the March ballot. Proposition 1 would allow the state to issue more than $6 billion in bonds for supportive housing and residential treatment facilities for people experiencing homelessness and mental illness. Governor Gavin Newsom is one of the main backers of the measure.
We've radically changed the way we're doing business. We've created more flexibility, more tools, more accountability, more resources. Now we need more beds.
Prop 1 would also amend the Mental Health Services Act, a tax on high earners that was approved by voters two decades ago. It would set aside 30% of the revenue generated from that tax to help house people with behavioral health conditions. Now, local governments are eyeing Prop 1 through a different lens. The Placer County Board of Supervisors has voted to oppose it, fearing state overreach. From KAZU in Monterey, Elena Neal Sachs reports that ultimately, it may come down to local priorities.
Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley's top priority is reducing homelessness.
Proposition 1 is going to provide some funding to help address that issue, which has been sorely underfunded and unaddressed for a long time.
But for Katie Eckert, who runs Monterey County Behavioral Health, it's more complicated. She worries Prop 1 would slash funding for the county's existing mental health services and put more restrictions on how the county can use its remaining funds.
Would you like me to share my screen? I can show you.
Yeah. She pulled up a table with each behavioral health program's current funding, along with the expected changes if Prop 1 passes.
And so all of these prevention programs that our community really values highly and makes a difference locally, likelihood they would all be defunded.
But for Mayor Keeley in Santa Cruz, decreasing homelessness is the point, not preserving local control or other programs.
We've got an opportunity to do something positive and take a step that has not been there before.
Ultimately, if county mental health funds are used for housing, there's less available for prevention programs. At the end of the day, the question for voters is, what's your priority? For the California Report, I'm Elena Neal Sachs.
And in Butte County, I'm Eric Adams.
Okay, how was your day today?
At Oroville's African American Family Cultural Center, elementary age children are gathered for the after school program. The center hosts free programs like this and several more, all of which could be cut if voters approve Prop 1.
It's one of the most stressful things I think I've come across in a while.
That's Executive Director Tiffany McMillan.
It feels like the carpet's just getting ripped out from underneath our feet.
Butte County's Behavioral Health Department uses state money to fund this program and others, like free anger management classes and tax filing assistance.
The money we do get, it actually affects real people that we're actually trying to change their lives and tell them it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. You can trust us.
In Chico, the Iverson Wellness and Recovery Center faces a similar fate. It offers peer support and services to people recovering from substance use or other mental health challenges. Program Director Brianne Arbogast.
I've heard comments like, this place has saved my life more times than I can count. And I think that speaks so highly to the value that we offer the community.
But Butte County behavioral health leaders say an unintended consequence of Prop 1 could be losing programs that would keep more people from needing Prop 1 funded housing. For the California Report, I'm Eric Adams.
Prop 1 isn't the first ballot measure that's tried to help Californians who live in that overlap between homelessness and mental illness. In 2018, voters passed No Place Like Home, a proposition that committed to building thousands of affordable housing units for homeless residents experiencing mental health issues. But a new investigation from CalMatters shows the measures delivered only a fraction of what proponents promised. Are the results of No Place Like Home a cautionary tale for what might happen if Prop 1 passes? CalMatters homelessness reporter Marisa Kendall is here to help answer that question. Hi, Marisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what exactly did the No Place Like Home measure promise Californians?
So the Yes campaign that backed the ballot measure promised it would build 20,000 units of housing for people who needed mental health support. There's been less than 2,000 units built using that funding, and they estimate that in total, fewer than 8,000 units will be built with those funds.
Wow. So why hasn't more progress been made?
So it turns out that to come anywhere close to that 20,000 number, developers would have had to pair No Place Like Home funds with other complementary funds. And they have been doing that. They've been using these funds with half a dozen or more funding sources from the state, local, and federal government. And these projects are also falling victim to everything from challenges getting projects approved, to NIMBYism from communities that don't want these developments in their neighborhoods, to lawsuits under California's Environmental Quality Act.
If Prop 1 passes, how likely is it that we could see some barriers to progress that we have with No Place Like Home?
Prop 1 projects still will have to use additional funding sources, most likely. But one thing that is different is Prop 1 projects will be exempt from lawsuits filed under California's Environmental Quality Act. And developers say that could help speed things up. But it is important to note that Prop 1 has only promised about 4,400 units of housing. And it's estimated there's more than 180,000 homeless people in California. So for the lucky few who get a Prop 1 apartment, it could make a world of difference. But overall, the impact that it's going to have on California's homelessness crisis is going to be really small.
Wow. Thank you so much for your reporting, Marisa.
You're welcome.
That was CalMatters homelessness reporter Marisa Kendall. And that is the California Report for Monday, February 26th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.